Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. We made reference as we closed out yesterday's broadcast about the book of Ezra and the fact that God's promises were fulfilled, that the children of Israel came back from Babylon and they were going to rebuild the temple. And at that point, there had been a period of time in which it had just lain dormant. But beloved, God is moving to finish His house just as He did then. He used the prophets. It says Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Jozadak. They began to build the house of God at Jerusalem, and with them were the prophets of God helping them. Praise God. And so God is going to finish that which He started. He's going to finish the house, the body of Christ, this body made, this temple made without hands. And beloved, you are a part of this glorious process as you yield your life to Him. He says, they shall be called repair of broken walls. You shall be restorer of streets, safe and quiet paths, not only to travel in, but streets with dwellings, so safe and quiet that people shall make no difficulty or have problems building their houses by the roadside. Oh, beloved, open your heart to receive His life-changing message. Let the Holy Ghost deposit His life-transforming seed into your spirit, and that word to arise and build. That will change you forever. For the word of the Lord would say, my beloved, don't ever hearken to the lies of the enemy, which would make you feel that you are insignificant or unimportant to my plan in the earth. You may not have a prominent position. Your work and your activity for me may be hid from the eyes of men, but you and I shall know that what you are doing is pleasing in my sight, that nothing you do is unnoticed or not received with joy by your God, because it is an offering of your life to me as a sacrifice, a living sacrifice upon my altar. And is that not what was accomplished in the temple of Solomon's day? People would bring their sacrifices. So in willing surrender and obedience to me, you offer me a living sacrifice of your body, of your spirit man, of all that you are. And beloved, that is an offering I am well pleased with, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, beloved, I believe with everything in me that God he's awakening us, He's causing us to arise and build, to do what we can to deliver His message to our generation. It is God's time, His hour, to use you, beloved, regardless of your status, regardless of your age, regardless of your situation, to do what you can. He's not an unreasonable God. He knows your limitations, and He is pleased and blessed when you work within the confines of those limitations He set upon you for this season in your life. You can repair that broken wall and restore the streets to safety. We can't do it, but God working in and through us can. Jesus said in the Gospel of John 14 and 12, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And in Luke 4:18, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach deliverance. Just as the Spirit of God was on Jesus, is he not our example? That's why Jesus said, I have to go so I can send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, and he will teach you all things. He will lead you. He will be your counselor. And In Joel, it says 2:25, what a magnificent promise this is, beloved. I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten. Some of you may be up in years, and, you know, with the natural, normal process of aging, we don't have the resiliency or the energy levels we did, but I believe God is going to touch you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, those that are up in years, I pray for health, a renewed strength. Satisfy their mouth, O Lord, like with good things, so that their youth is renewed like the eagle. There's nothing like praying God's scriptures, right? Praise God. And so the Lord's telling us, he said, I'm going to give back to you what the devil has stolen. He's not only going to give it back, but God's going to restore it 7 times greater than ever before. And if you listen closely in the spirit, real closely, you'll be able to hear the waves of revival that are beginning to sweep over the gates of heaven and spill out on this earth here in America. And we already have news. There are revivals taking place. Historically, there's the Whitfield Revival, the Lutheran Revival, the Wesleyan Revival. We've had a healing revival last century, the charismatic renewal. But believe me, beloved, I don't think we've seen anything yet. Saints, sinners, cold, lukewarm, friends, straddlers, beloved, there's going to be a revival coming out of the heart of God that is going to shake this earth and everything in it. And the only way you can be a part of his building project, if you will, you can work in construction for the Lord, if you will. The only way you can rebuild the walls and repair the streets is to walk in that authority that God has called you to and has given you. And you're going to have to show the devil that says you can't do it, that in Jesus' name, you are stronger than him. Greater is he that's in you, beloved, than he that's in the world. And you know, you can't beg him. You can't reason with him. You can't ask him. You must tell him. Resist. Submit to God and resist him, and he will flee from before you. Jesus says that, so there's no question that is the truth. The contingency is, are you fully submitted to God, and are you really resisting the enemy? If you resist him, trust me, he will flee from before you in the strength of the Lord if you do that. Hebrews tells us that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And with your bold faith, you can storm the citadels of hell and claim your lost loved ones, your home, your job, your health, and your blessings. And yes, there's scriptural principles, there's power and agreement. Sometimes, you know, with friends here, I will pray in agreement because there's power in prayer. The things I tell you, I do myself. I mean, not that I can't pray by myself. You can certainly pray by yourself. But there may be some things you can't share with others, and your letters are confidential, beloved. Only I answer and read the mail. So you can share. There are principles. And, you know, remember what God said about when they were building the Tower of Babel? That he said, he went down to see what they were doing, and they were one heart and one mind. And he said, I see, because they have such unity, nothing will be restrained them that they have desired to accomplish. How powerful is unity, beloved? And at that point, and this, of course, was not just building a big, tall skyscraper, okay. I mean, it might have been tall and large, but there was also occultic, satanic practices, portals or other dimensions. It was occult knowledge that the demonic spirits were, you know, they came down upon, you know, the watchers came down upon Mount Hermon and saw the daughters of men were fair. So there was a great deal of knowledge in terms of war and pharmaceuticals that was dispensed to man by fallen angels. So the point is, we have to walk in that authority that God has given to us, and we must cease confining God to our little Pentecostal or charismatic boxes. God can do anything he wants to do. He doesn't need our permission. He is absolutely sovereign. sovereign. One author says this means, I am God and you are not. John 10:10 states, this is his modus operandi, the enemies. The thief cometh not, these are the words of Jesus, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life and that life more abundantly. God doesn't want you to just make the devil leave. He's given you the power and the authority to make him put back what he's taken. Isn't that an exciting thought? And redeem all the things that have been stolen. If he stole them, give them back, Satan. 1 Peter 5:7 says, to cast all our cares upon him, for he careth for you. And the final scripture I share with you, a very familiar one, 1 John 4:4 states, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. By the power of the Holy Ghost living in you, beloved, and you have the Holy Spirit if you're saved, the Holy Spirit comes to take in residence. And also, you should seek for the fullness of the Spirit, the baptism in the Holy Spirit. But beloved, I don't care if you're just a day-old believer in Jesus, you have the awesome authority in the name of Jesus to tell the devil what to do. And so God is calling us to arise and to build. Let's pray just for a moment. Father, as I bring this broadcast to a close, I thank you, God, for your power, your anointing, that you're stirring. The word that we've shared this week is going to stir the hearts of your people. And Lord, in our capacity, as you enable us with your anointing and wisdom, guidance, and leading, we will arise and we will build. Just as ancient Israel did, we will do our part, Lord. And thank you for the privilege, and thank you that what we do is very important, that it depends, what we do sometimes depends on if something else gets done. So give us that sense of joy, privilege, and responsibility that we can be faithful to your calling in our lives, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, beloved, it has been a joy to minister to you this week. I trust you've been sense the excitement that is in my own spirit. Things are going to be different. Things are changing as of now. Receive that and begin to look for those changes. I love you. Thank God for you. I thank you for your prayers, your financial help. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.